SB Nation AM continues now on SB Nation Radio. Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, it is the good, the bad, and the dumb on a throwback Thursday. And a day where we are looking back on 1991 and Magic Johnson declaring that he was HIV positive and how sad that was. But yet, at the same time, good, I guess, that he's still alive and still with us. I don't wish he's still, you know, wish he had it. But in fact, 2019, he's still around. It's kind of got that dual approach to it.
It's like one of those things. Sometimes I second guess. It's like, is this one of those conspiracy theories?
Kind of.
Did he announce he had it to bring more awareness to it?
That we should get into that coming up because there are people who really have questioned that over the years. Yeah. Let's get to the good on this throwback Thursday.
The good. This is actually a throwback good, but I have multiple goods here. So we'll get through the throwback good first. I haven't checked this out. I need to check it out. But Nirvana's YouTube channel, you know, all these bands have their own YouTube channels. Whoever's running Nirvana's YouTube channel is awesome because I guess just recently a bunch of remastered unplugged rehearsal clips have appeared.
Oh, no kidding.
And you and I remember, which is probably still the single greatest unplugged MTV ever had.
Yeah, that was really good. That was one of the best ones. Yeah, that, what a great concept Unplugged was. Great idea.
And for you kids out there who don't know what MTV's Unplugged was take a band that, you know, like Nirvana, put them on a stage in a small, like maybe like, what, 7,500 people?
Yeah, they're very, very small audience.
Very, very small audience. Yep. And just have them play instruments. No electric at all. No electricity at all, except for the microphone.
Yep, exactly.
All their instruments were unplugged.
Now, one of the famous versions was Layla. Eric Clapton did it a different way. That became a hit. Some other ones were really neat to hear how the acoustics in that setting really changed a song and made it sound a lot different and sometimes a lot better depending on your point of view on a song. But it was a really good concept.
And that's why, you know, Nirvana has always been heralded as the best because, I mean, this was a grunge rock band.
Yep, absolutely.
And you just stripped them down and every song they sang had a different feel to it.
Yeah, exactly. The words were enunciated more. The words came through and had different what do you call it when you enunciate or you bring it into fruition? You know, you bring it up. I'm kind of losing my verbiage on that one, but you know what I mean? Where they had more impact and they would say a word in a particular way and you go, oh yeah, he's really trying to drive that thought home or that metaphor home. So yeah, it was really good. So they found a bunch of these.
So there's a bunch of, if you go to Nirvana's YouTube channel, there's a bunch of other rehearsal clips.
That's great.
So then just behind the scenes, you know, and just watching Kurt Cobain in his glory because a year later after this happened is when he committed suicide.
Yeah, exactly. So God, that was, I think I told this story. I was dating a girl at the time and I remember calling her up and telling her and she started crying on the phone.
Yeah. That was a huge.
I mean, because I saw it. And again, this was before her phones would beep with news of the day. She was working at this restaurant and I called her up when she got home and she was bawling. She was crying. She was so distraught. Huge fan. It was so devastating when he died. But that's great. Whoever's running that's good. That'd be good to see and hear.
My second good of the day, and this is brilliant.
Okay. I can't wait for this.
I wish I had this back in college.
You don't use that term lightly, so this is going to be good.
I know you wish you had this back in college as well.
Okay.
I'm just going to read this first paragraph as it's here in this article. Anyone with unpaid parking fines at the University of Alaska Anchorage campus has the option to reduce or cover the cost of their tickets with peanut butter and jelly.
Oh, how great is this?
So, yeah, just bring in a couple PB&Js and you might get your ticket wiped clean.
That's awesome.
Might reduce the cost. In college, you know, my school, what I went to was a commuter school. I mean, there were dorms and like that as such, but it was a commuter school. And I was one that commuted to school. I didn't live on campus. I lived off campus and I always had to find a parking spot. Sometimes I couldn't find one. Sometimes I would just park in the parking lot that I didn't pay to park in. And my trick that I used to do, which was really bad, is I would find the car that already had a parking ticket and grab their ticket and put it on my
wish list. Well played.
So that way I wouldn't get one. I used to do that all the time.
So when you went back to the car, if that car had left, you just rip up the ticket and that person goes, I got a ticket? I didn't get a ticket.
Yeah, I just threw it on the ground.
And let him deal with it. That's actually smart.
I think I had a glove compartment too full. But I had to keep changing it because it was one of those where like a little printed sheet would come out. And so it would have the time and date stamp on there. So
right.
I had to make sure to change it out every so often. So that way it was legit.
That's good.
But if I knew that, hey, you know, I could get a parking ticket and just pay it off in peanut butter and jelly, something that every college student should be able to afford, would be loving life.
Do you think they would keep the ticket if you keep going in there and like, ouch, it's Ron again. Ron, okay, we thought this was cool, but every day you can't bring a jar of peanut butter and jelly and get out of these parking tickets.
You know, come in. It's like, I put a little something extra special in these guys.
Well, put it up in the pile over there with all the other ones you brought in this week.
Maybe that's the only problem, that everyone starts bringing in, you're going to have a surplus of PB&J.
That's right.
I mean, hopefully they're donating them to a shelter or something when they get too many.
By the way, can somebody please bring in extra chunky, creamy? We have too many of those.
But the university would take donations for this annual payment tradition until November 8th.
Good job.
It's there to help combat student hunger.
That is great. Good stuff. That is good stuff. All right. So what's the bad of the day?
The bad of the day is just entepreneurship. You know, people who come up with brilliant ideas that get busted.
Go ahead.
I have a bad one that turned good. So the first bad one that hasn't turned bad was that a woman in Louisiana who worked at a medical clinic has been arrested for selling fake doctor notes to high school kids.
Fake doctor notes to high school kids. So if you want a doctor note to get out of school, she was selling you fake doctor notes.
$20. That's all it cost you.
God, you would think that would never get busted at all. You would think like every high school kid in that area was in the mafia.
You know that there was one snitch.
That
ruined it for everyone.
You think they get these kids in a room and they're like, I'm not talking. All right, but it could mean I'm not talking. Where'd you get this note? I'm not saying. Like, you would want to keep that protected, wouldn't you?
Oh, my God. Oh, definitely.
You would go, you'd spend the night in jail to protect that because you meant getting out of this.
It's a brilliant entrepreneurship.
Unbelievable, yeah.
The man is shutting down.
Shutting it down. That's amazing. I'm surprised, though, with Photoshop and the way kids online can make a meme out of anything, that kids aren't taking logos of doctor's offices and making their own.
You weren't supposed to say that on air.
Oh, I got you. That's right.
We're going to get shut down.
Next thing you know, I'm going to have all these parents telling me thanks for giving my son the brilliant idea.
Yep.
Golly.
Get ready for those hate tweeters.
Yep, exactly. Because you know the part-time receptionist at the school doesn't have an eye for that. She's going to be like, okay.
She just looks like, all right, says you were sick, Johnny. Doctor, that checks out. Date checks out. Okay, right. There you go. Here's your pass to get back to class.
Exactly. Oh, God. All right. So would you have a second bad?
I had a second bad, but there's hope for entrepreneurship, right?
Okay,
there was
a kid
who was selling Krispy Kreme donuts. He was a Minnesota college student. He was driving to Iowa, buying a bunch on the weekend, like 300 dozen or so. I mean, something.
Whoa.
Or 300, maybe it was just 300. I mean, it was a ridiculous amount of donuts. He would buy them in Iowa, then drive back to Minnesota and sell them, resell the donuts. And he was making a good money. Krispy Kreme shut him down.
Now, why were they shutting him down?
Because
they're
not getting a piece of the pie.
Then put a donut place in where he is if he's making that much money.
I couldn't agree with you more.
So apparently you don't own the donut? Oh, well, I guess they could refuse the right to sell him donuts. I guess that's where they get it. Can they I don't know. It's food. My brain is now coming up with a million reasons why this is legit shutdown.
Yeah.
So if I buy something from a grocery store, I can't resell that because I should have a license for that, right?
Yeah, you got to have a license. You got to have a permit.
Right? So if I went into the grocery store and I said, you know what?
I'm buying all the Oreo cookies.
I know the people in Chapel Hill, Tennessee, near my town. I know those people. They can't get this at their local grocery store. For whatever reason, their local Food Lion doesn't sell this. So I'm going to buy a whole bunch of this, and I'm going to go down there and sell it. Somebody in that town would go, hey, you got a permit to sell food products? I'm going to go, no. They're going, well, you can't do that. That's illegal. Okay, I get it.
Yep.
But if I went into a bookstore and I bought a bunch of books, and I went to that town that doesn't have a bookstore and sold the books. Is that legal?
No.
That's not legal either?
You don't own the rights to sell that book.
Gotcha.
So this guy, what this kid did, I mean, like I said, he drove into Iowa, would buy hundreds of donuts, drive back to Minnesota, probably just, you know, cruise the dormitory, say, hey, dozen Krispy Kreme donuts, you want some? And probably was selling, I mean, making a profit. Krispy Kreme has reversed their decision.
Oh, they did?
Yes. They now have made him a independent contractor or independent operator.
Oh, this is a good idea.
And are now, which included, they decided to pony up 500 dozen donut donation. So he started up his business again. So
okay, good. Yeah.
Now what he probably has to do, he's probably, you know, probably still has to go to Iowa to go get his donuts because there's still none in Minnesota.
Right.
And but now he probably sells them, and then for every, what, you know, say if he sells a donut for 50 cents, every 10 cents goes back to Krispy Kreme or something like that.
Yeah, now he's got a business. Now he's tracking mileage. Yeah. He's getting tax deductions for all that. Now it's all legit.
Yep.
Good for him.
So there's a positive to the end of the story. It just isn't the man shutting him down.
That's great. That is great. All right, good angle to that one. All right, the dumb of the day.
The dumb of the day, Baker Mayfield claimed he shaved off his handlebar mustache after the loss to the Broncos because he didn't deserve it.
Okay, now this is getting silly. He's trying to distract on the fact that they're 2-6 and he stinks.
So you can look at photos. Prior to showing up to the stadium, he had like that scruffy beard thing that he's always had, right?
Right.
When he was doing warm-ups, he had a handlebar mustache. You know, the mustache that comes down and then goes straight down.
Yep, sure does.
You know, it's not connected. So he shaved, you know, shaved the cheek area, shaved the chin, just left that. Then after the game, that's where we got the Casey Affleck look-alike.
That's right.
So he shaved at least twice at the stadium. But he did that because he didn't deserve the handlebar mustache.
Wow.
I don't even know what to make of this.
I don't even know make of this, Baker.
Yeah.
Baker's going just a little too nuts here.
Yeah. I mean, you know, good on the reporter, whoever asked him, like, hey, man, right. Warming up, you had a totally different look. What happened? And then his excuse, he just came up, was like, well, I didn't deserve that look.
Deserve the handlebar.
You know, yeah, because, I mean, I guess, you know, the look, it kind of harkens back to like a Joe Namath-like look.
Right.
And Joe Namath played well when he wore it well.
So that's what he's going with?
And Baker Mayfield, I guess, didn't feel he had a Joe Namath-esque performance.
I just didn't think of it. A handlebar mustache was deserved. Like, I didn't think you could grow. You grew one because you did something that allowed you to,
no,
to
you
have the joy of a handlebar mustache
you
on your face.
It. You have to earn it.
Ah,
instead,
that's,
you know,
great.
Instead, trim it down and make it look like you're, you know, Casey Affleck. Or, I mean, you know, one of the wet bandits. Or, you know, I mean, just Joe the Plumber.
That's
what he looks like.
That is nuts. All right. Well, that's the good, the bad, and the dumb on a Thursday. Again, hit us up on Twitter at Tony D Radio, at Ron Culver, Ron with two N's. Love to hear from you. Continuing along on SB Nation AM, I got a little college basketball news I got to get to next on SB Nation AM.